Welcome to The Kids Are All Right, the podcast that explores big global issues from a young and fresh perspective.
In this episode, we'll hear from Clarice Gillian Achola, reporting from the African Leadership Academy in Johannesburg, South Africa, on how Africa's media image often shows just one side to the African story.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Kids Are All Right. My name is Achola Clarice Gillian, and I'm going to be your host. I'm just going to be talking about what are common misconceptions about Africa. I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
The image the Western media has of Africa is very generic. That's really what I can say, because they tend to depict Africa in one common way. And that stems from like pre-colonial ages. Like we have like the open heliograssland image of the continent where animals run around freely and animals and humans live amongst each other in harmony. And we have huts in the middle of grasslands and we watch the sunset as we eat monkey brains. The generic image of Africa is very savanna-like. It doesn't depict the beauty in Africa. It doesn't depict the flourishing vegetation we have other than the savanna. It doesn't depict the amazing cities we have. It doesn't depict the architecture, the infrastructure. It doesn't depict the beautiful ways of life amongst thousands of communities on the continent. It doesn't depict the beauty in the different 2,000 languages we speak. It tends to stick to a very generic image of the continent, as I said, that was depicted like even before pre-colonial ages, obviously crafted from like texts such as Heart of Darkness, written by colonial overseers. That image, as much as foreign media outlets have tried to redeem the image of the continent of the outside world, remains ingrained in majority of the world's population, because it becomes very hard to perceive something differently that you haven't exactly experienced, to believe in different biases. I think that's just another bias that Africa faces, unfortunately, because the foreign world lacks like, experience, like the experience of experiencing the continent, if that makes sense.
Do you think that we have an issue within Africa and outside Africa? Do you think that, in your opinion, the way that we see ourselves as Africans has also changed that? So do you think we have those stereotypes within us as Africans?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because I can even speak in my own case. These stereotypes are deeply embedded even amongst African people. I mean, in my own case, I can talk about how I've had conversations with people who didn't know countries like Equatorial Guinea, countries like the Central African Republic, even in the African Leadership Academy. Like, there's students who found out countries like Gambia existed just by seeing a Gambian for the first time. And that's just talking about geographical descriptions, yeah? Like, last year, I happened to be a part of a student exchange program where I came to South Africa. I was hosted by a host family here, organized by my school. And the saddest thing is that I had a conversation with one of the children in the host family, and they asked me about my country. And they were like, wow, I never knew Kenya had buildings, or like, I never knew you guys like had roads. Like, to be honest, like, I was so shocked, you know? I was like, what do you mean? We have buildings, roads. I have an iPhone, but I walk on grass 100% of the time. Like, I have a friend who migrated to the States a few years ago, and he lives there now. When he went there, he told some of the people that he began to school with there that, like, he'd walk around, like, with cheetahs. That's an interesting story to tell by nature. If you're talking about fiction, yes. But like, these are the kind of mentalities that we ourselves bear about Africans. Like, we don't have in-depth information about Africans. Having in-depth information serves as an appropriate platform for the foreign world to exploit that lack of information, even amongst Africans in ourselves. So, I mean, what are we doing to reshape our narrative? Because if we don't start here, if we don't start like deconstructing the opinions we have, then how is the foreign world expected to follow suit? Even at home, we bear negative connotations.
What an enriching conversation that was. I thought we had certain views already, but I'm shocked, and I've enjoyed it completely, because it's gone like three different ways. As we come to the conclusion, I think it's important to just look at like final words and things that I've learned that I hope you also take note of. Something that I've seen come up very properly here is to take initiative. We as people need to take initiative about what we learn and where we learn about it from. To hear Alex tell stories about coming to South Africa and being asked if they have roads in Kenya, and yet it's just South Africa. As people of this continent, we need to take initiative to learn about particular places, despite the image that we see in the media.
You've been listening to an episode of The Kids Are All Right, produced by Podium.me and News Decoder.
The reporting for this episode was done by Claris Gillian Achola of the African Leadership Academy and edited together by Molly Davidson at Podium.me.
This is an episode of The Kids Are All Right, produced by Podium.me and News Decoder.